Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome to 5 O'Clock Fire.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 O'Clock Fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Old Dirty and the Dilf.
The Big Dilf.
And Psycho T, a.k.a. T-Mill, a.k.a. Moneybags. And let us know, Moneybags, is it still money in? Was it still money in last night? The Astros lost, but I know Eric Gaddy got shelled early. Maybe that was an issue, but they did score runs. How did you do last night?
360 more green bills to the pile, my good friend.
That's a little low, to be honest with you, for what...
it's a little disappointing, but, you know.
It's still green, baby.
Yeah, you said. Yeah, I know you said you didn't have very many bets last night, but you had big money on them.
I went ahead and guessed wrong again on mine as well, boys.
Did you?
Yeah, I needed a Bregman double there. I needed more than 1.5 bases. I took the over on Bregman, and he didn't hit it. It was a little parlay action that I had, and it was going to win me a good chunk. And that was
the only thing that held you.
That was it, man. When Jordan hit that bomb, that was one of them. The overall over in the game was one of them. And then old Breggy, man, when he hit that ball that was caught deep, I thought, boy, that was it. I thought he was going to hit one out of the park, but he didn't. So.
That was the one for you. Damn.
Loser again for Old Dirty.
Maybe just, I don't know. I was going to say bet again with Tyler, but God, it's got to come to an end at some point, right? You got big stuff out there today?
A little bit, yeah, of course. I'm on Jordan over total bases at 1.5.
That feels safe.
Yeah, I'm on the Astros again over 4.5 runs as a team. Those are the two that stick out right now. I'm on a few more. I'd have to look them up.
Yeah. The Blue Jays are playing high-scoring ball games. So, that was a good one because that was their best pitcher yesterday, and he gave up 5 pretty quick and even could even make it through there, given a 7-0 lead. So, I liked it. You said some good action for you tonight. See if the Astros can roll through in that. Speaking of the Astros, some news, Clint. On the injury front, nothing different as we know right now with Kyle Tucker and Justin Verlander. But another less heralded player that has been out is Victor Caratini. He has been the backup catcher at times, more than the backup catcher. He's been out on the IL, but he will join the Astros as they travel to Minneapolis after this series against the Blue Jays, where he will continue on-field baseball activities. And Joe Espada said that Victor Caratini will probably need a rehab assignment, and that could happen around the All-Star break. So it doesn't seem like they expect him to be back prior to the break, but after the All-Star break. And I do think this gives them some pretty good flexibility in how they like to use him, because Victor was playing pretty good baseball and swinging the bat pretty well, and gave them an option to DH Diaz and do other things with him. So this would be big, getting him back, even though Salazar's played pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's the beautiful thing is that, I mean, whether you look at Tucker's injury in the outfield or you look at Caratini's injury behind the plate, or you look at Abreu's release at first base, I mean, all of your fill-ins, hell, you can talk about the pitchers, too, that have been injured, and with the exception of Arrigetti last night, and you talk about the fill-ins for the Astros. At all those positions, man, they've been really, really good. Salazar was good behind the plate and swinging the bat. Caratini was more than good. Hell, he was clutching a couple of times with a couple of game winners before he got injured. It gives you the ability to DH Diaz and not put so much of a load on his legs first year catching. It gives you a chance to put a veteran back there behind the plate. And give Diaz a break mentally in terms of managing the game as well. So, yeah, man, I mean, Caratini's just one of several guys that has provided a lot of pop in terms of, man, you ideally would want him to just be a backup, but he's probably played more than a backup before he got hurt, and he was producing in a big way. So he's one of several guys, so it'll definitely be good to have him back.
No, yeah, you're right. He's had more of an impact than I think we thought. We all thought that this was going to be Diaz taking off, and finally we've started to see a little bit more of Diaz here of late. But really, there have been times where Victor Caratini was playing better, and Joe and Dana, whoever's putting it together, they were running him out there, and he was playing more. So it will be big, though. Good flexibility with him, and a little bit more pop and power as well for the Astros. So that's the latest there, injury front, on their backup catcher, Victor Caratini.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint, big one tonight here as they try to bounce back and win this game, and at the very least, grab a tie, a split in this series, this four-game set against the Blue Jays. They've got their guy, their most consistent pitcher on this team this year, Mr. Ronel Blanco, and Blanco gets the ball tonight. And Clint, this has kind of been his role this year, right? And this isn't as dire as it has been at times, but he has been this team's stopper. He has been this team, all right, we're in a streak, we're losing here, bam, let's stop it and turn around with a big-time effort and a big-time start. And they need that out of him tonight as Ronel Blanco comes out. He has been lights out this year. And they desperately need him to have another one of those big-time performances against the Blue Jays to stop this from turning into a losing streak.
Yeah, look, you'd like to win the series. You'd like to take advantage of the Mariners when they're down and when they're not winning as much as they're not as hot as they were, a couple weeks back, 3 weeks back. So, yeah, you'd like to take advantage of it. And there's no reason to think right now that Blanco's not going to go out there and give you a quality start and give you a real chance to win this ball game. Look, I mean, these bats have come around again. Last night got away from Spencer Arrigetti early on, and there was a 7-0 lead, and the Astros did everything they could to come back and get in that ball game and tie that thing up in the ninth. And so the bats were still really active last night. I would expect a good outing from Blanco. Bats to stay hot. The Astros will have a good chance to get this one tonight.
Yeah. And speaking of the lineup tonight, here is the lineup behind Ronel Blanco. Altuve leading off, Bregman batting second and third base with Alvarez, the DH, tonight. That means Diaz will be catching behind the plate. Jake Meyers in center, shortstop Pena, left field Dubon, right field McCormick, first base Greg Kessinger. And I think to me right now the story has been, is this just two hot days for Yordan Alvarez, Clint, or is Yordan Alvarez moving towards start to take off and be the guy that we talked about it earlier this week, wanting to see Yordan Alvarez do more, be more in the category of the guys that we think he is in. And these last two games, he's gone deep both times. He's got on multiple times. He's come up with big hits. It feels like he is starting to get hot. And that, like, that to me is the watch. Like, listen, we've talked about it. I'm with you. I don't understand why Gray Kessinger is in the lineup today. I do not understand
why,
that at all.
Why you keep calling that guy Gray?
When I look at it, it just says it. It just says it to me.
It can't be on accident anymore.
It is. I'm not doing it on purpose. When I look at it, I just want to say gay. I don't know why. But Gray Kessinger, this I don't get it, and I don't think it is the best chance for them to win. But the way that Yordan is swinging the bat, Clint, it may not matter. It may not matter who is in the ninth spot. Hell, it may not matter who is in the eighth spot. The way he is swinging the bat, and that's what I'm intrigued to watch is to see, is he stay hot? Is he just hot for the 2 days, or are we about to see him carry this line?
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing about Yordan for me is first of all, I mean, look, I mean, we talk about him struggling. His OPS is 800, right? I mean, so we got to define struggle. The struggle for him, obviously, is not 1,000 OPS and making it look effortless and being one of the absolute top three hitters in baseball, right, at the end of the day. It's hard statistically to really tell the difference of when he's in a funk and when he's not. I do think there is, like, as I watch the Astros, he shows his frustration from time to time. Like, when he's struggling, you can see it's just not right. I'm the last one who's going to try to pinpoint what is or isn't wrong with him. But you can just tell by his body language, like, something's just not right. He's not seeing it clear. He doesn't feel good in his swing. His timing's off. Something's just not right. And I say all that to say, these last two games, there are zero signs of something not being right. It looks like he is back in that mode of, if you throw me a pitch that I can get my bat to, I'm going to try to hit it out of the park. I mean, that ultimately is where we're at with Yordan Alvarez, which is a beautiful place to be in. So, Ron, I'm buying that he is just in a groove now. I think he's seeing it. He's seeing it better than he was early in the season. And so I don't think it was just a coincidence. Yeah. I think he's seeing it. I think he's fixing to take off.
Well, and you know, Clint, and we've watched it. We've sat here and watched it over the last several years. It can change in a day. It can change in an at-bat. I mean, it can change just like that. And it looks like it has. He has the ability to just absolutely wreck shop. I mean, we've watched it in the postseason where it seemed like everybody around him at times last year was struggling, and then he come up, bam, he gets hit. He's always in the middle of doing something. So that's the big thing, because that changes everything if he is out there in the dominant space that he can be, and we'll see what he does. He seems to love hitting air.
I'll
tell you that.
Well, look, Ron, I mean, here's the thing, too, is, like, I mean, if these idiots are going to keep pitching to him.
I'm in a bad way. He's one time for me testing him where I'm like, all right, I'm done. You, hey, Diaz, come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Definitely not, like, the situation yesterday, 3-0. Oh, no.
Hey, bro, up five runs, two outs, men on first and second. So, yeah, you would have loaded the bases. 3-0. You gonna groove him? No, I'm out.
No, I'm certainly not getting that get me over strike to get to 3-1. Nah, no chance. I knew he was swinging. I knew he was swinging the whole way. I knew if it was something he could get. I mean, and he teed off, and damn, there you. Now we go. We got a game. Now, Ron, it's 7-5.
I'm gonna tell you, I'd be egregious with it. If I were a manager, like I would just have to, like I would.
I would dare, I'm saying, I
would be egregious. I don't care what the score is. Go on to first. If it ain't early in the game, 0-0, and nobody on, hey, you going to first, partner. Yeah, I mean, and if somebody wants to ask me about it in the post-game presser, I mean, there's plenty of evidence to point back to and go, is that what you wanted to happen? Did you want him to cut our five-run lead to two with one swing of a bat on a 3-0 count? Well, that's why I walked you.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, 7-0 with him up there by himself, 3-0. Yeah, maybe we try not to give any free passes. Not 7-2 with two on. No, I ain't, as you said, grooving one in for him to go and do that thing. But hopefully he can get a big one in and continue this uh, this this run that he's on to carry this offense and have some others join the party. Big one tonight as the Astros try to get back in their winning ways in Toronto.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, one of the big stories here in the sports world from a national perspective, and no surprise here, free agent LeBron James has agreed to a two-year, $104 million max deal to return to the L.A. Lakers, sources tell ESPN. And this does include a player option and no trade clause. Only two players in the NBA that have a no trade clause. So he signs for a two-year deal for $104 million. My thought to you guys is, you think we are looking at the last 2 years of LeBron? You think this two-year deal signifies he's done after this?
I hope so. Personally, I hope so because I think he's still playing. I don't want to see.
You don't want to see a down LeBron.
Well, I don't want to see a down LeBron. I don't want to hear about a down LeBron. You know it's going to be awful, and it may not be, but just a rough month of basketball, and it's going to be all hell. It's going to be like Tom Brady. Oh, hell, he lost it, and it's going to be the top. I mean, I just don't want to experience it, man. I mean, right. I hope this is the last hoorah for him. And I'm going to tell you, I heard the guys, one of the TV shows talking about this morning. I think we're fixing to get a better LeBron than we've seen in years.
In years?
Yep.
Hell, he's been all NBA.
Yeah, he's been all NBA damn near every year of his career.
I'm interested. Why do you think that?
Because his son's dependent on it. Like, I think there's a motivation for him in a way with his son. I think there's a motivation in a way with J.J. Redick. I think there's just a different level of motivation to win ball games. Now, I don't know statistically what that's – like you said, he's been all-NBA, so I don't know what award he can win or what honor he can receive. But at the end of the day, I just think there's a new level of motivation for this dude to play at an unbelievably high level and win at a ridiculous clip.
Yeah, it's interesting to see where he'll be. Like you said, you hope so. Yeah, like if there's any drop off to where, because right now, Clint, just God, I mean, he's still a top 10, 12 player in the league.
Like, yeah,
you know, at this point. And now I don't want to see much slippage past that. You know what I mean? Like if we start getting to where, you know, Carl Anthony Towns is better than him, you know, something like that, or you know, he's starting to slip into the 20s, I think, hey, let's hang it up after this. Right? Because, you're not going to win a title. Let's hang it up after this. But, boy, it's hard. Like, if he's still a top 10 player in the game in 2 years, I wonder. He's got a player option. I do wonder. But, yeah, he'll be 42 years old, Clinton. And, it definitely feels like we're getting close to shut it down. But I'll be honest. I thought it's the craziest thing with him is his game. And when you think about his game, you think of guys like Russ. You think about guys like Derrick Rose. You think about the athletic part. How his game has aged the way it has is insane.
Like, yeah,
he's not. This isn't Steph like a pure shooter. This isn't that. Like his age, and he is still a driver. He is still like you know that, which is crazy how his game has aged to where he is still a top 10 player, and he really hasn't changed a ton of how he plays. But two-year deal, $104 million. There was talk that he may take lesser money to get certain guys there. They weren't able to get some of those guys there, so he takes the max deal, $104 million, over the next 2 years. Coming up, as we continue rolling on here on The Drive, C.J. Stroud, man, he's gotten electric, and I mean electric. Props, support, belief. But wait till you hear the latest. Is this too far? Is this a little too much? One of us here on The Drive thinks it is. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Cubley.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. This hype on C.J. Stroud is getting strong. We've seen examples of it many, many times and discussed them. Here is the latest I want to get to in just a second. But, Clint, you know how disgusted Tyler was. The way he read this to me, his disgust. Adam Schefter reports this, Clint. The Bears are granting Jonathan Owens special permission to leave training camp to support his wife at the Olympics. I mean, that pissed Tyler Milner off so bad. The way he said it. What do they call me, condescending? Oh, guess what, Ron? The Bears are granting him special permission to go see his wife in Paris.
Yeah, no need for him to prep for the upcoming football season. It's not like he's not a marginal player that needs every rep he can get.
That is wild, man. That is wild.
Mr. Simone Biles.
You got to have it, baby.
I know.
I wonder how long he's able to go.
Well, I mean, where's it at?
Paris.
I mean, hell, you ain't going to Paris for a night.
Oui.
I mean, that's got to be several days, doesn't it?
Several.
I mean,
what, did they give him a weekend? A week? That's it.
I mean, I got to believe it's 4+ days.
I will say this. I'm surprised that he even went to it. I think Tyler is a little hard on him, but I wouldn't think he's in the position to just bang out with the type of job security to just miss a week.
Just
miss a week in training camp.
He's not the level player that misses a day of training camp.
No, yeah, you're not, like, unless he's really injured.
I mean, he's a fringe. I mean, he's a depth player. He's a fringe guy. I mean, he's especially when you get beyond, you know, that third year, man.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And I mean, you become, if they can find a young guy in year one or two that can replace you, they can save $1 million. Hell, they can save a lot of money. And so, that's wild. Training camp? Yeah, no, I can't get there. And to go,
you didn't seen a couple of them already, boss. Like, we out here just trying to put this thing together. You'd have seen a couple of them already, baby. I
got to go watch my wife in the Olympics. I mean, that's cool and all.
Support, man. You got to go support her. Like, you pull it off, yeah. Yeah, that's interesting. Go ahead, man. Do your thing, Jonathan. Do your thing, baby. All right, Clint, this C.J. Stroud thing, they got him behind Patrick Mahomes, tied with Josh Allen, ahead of Joe Burrow, ahead of Lamar Jackson, ahead of Jordan Love, and ahead of Brock Purdy. also ahead of Christian McCaffrey. He is second, tied for second in Vegas's MVP odds right now at plus 850. Him and Josh Allen are tied, and Joe Burrow plus 900 behind him. Lamar Jackson, the reigning defending MVP, and Jordan Love and Brock Purdy are tied at plus 1400. You good with that? You good with him being there? Do you think this is a little too much hype? Is this one of those deals of, all right, guys, this hype is too high right now for CJ Stroud?
The hype is too high.
Yeah.
The hype is too high right now for me. It was one good year. I don't want to minimize it at all. I damn sure don't want to minimize it for CJ Stroud. Everybody knows how I feel about CJ Stroud's play, but this is nuts. I mean, Lamar Jackson plus 1400 and not being at least a triple digit number is absolutely nuts. Here's the way I see it. I would switch CJ Stroud and Lamar Jackson in terms of the place of where they're at. I think it would make more sense for Lamar Jackson to be in the 600-800 range, right there behind Mahomes at 450. And then I think it would make sense for CJ Stroud to be in that 950, 1,000 range, right behind Joe Burrow at 900. To me, I could just look at it. Yep, boom, keep moving on. CJ Stroud at number two, equal with Josh Allen. That's a little bit rich for my blood.
I mean, I get where you're coming from. I just think overall, in terms of chances of winning, I think there is going to be a big push for his story. And I think there's going to be a big push for Josh Allen's story. And I can see where it's a fair thing for him. Now, I'm not saying, Clint, I think he's this, because all these are quarterbacks. I'm not saying he's the second best quarterback in the league. I'm not saying that right now I think he's on par with Josh Allen as a quarterback in this league, because I don't think he is there yet. And I don't think he's obviously above Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow for me. But I do think in terms of MVP and story and how that thing is voted, I think it's going to take a whole lot for Lamar Jackson to win it back-to-back years. I think a guy like Dak, hell, Dak can top his season last year and he won't win it, because I think people are kind of just over his regular season stuff, right? And I think for me, the two guys that don't have to just put up insane numbers to win the award, to me, are Josh Allen and C.J. Stroud. I think even Patrick Mahomes probably has to outplay his previous MVP-type seasons, because, hell, they feel like his road is easier with the talent they've added in Hollywood Brown and Xavier Worthy and things like that. So I can understand and get why C.J. Stroud would be there, because I think they're going to really push his story and believe he is the one that's kind of driving this thing. It's odd, Clint, because they have clearly added talent to this team with Joe Mixon and Stephon Diggs. But I don't think, Clint, that it seems like the way people are talking, I don't think C.J. Stroud gets a penalty almost for having better talent around him like I think others do. I think Brock Purdy gets penalized because of who's around him. I think, like, his talent is where it is, and I think Brock Purdy gets penalized for who's around him. I think maybe some – it used to be that way with Joe, too. I don't think people view C.J. Stroud as, oh, look at all this talent he has around him. He should be doing this. I think people look at Dak like that sometimes. I don't think he has that issue and gets penalized for that.
Well, we'll see how they feel when they see this crew go to work. Nico Collins has arrived, right? Obviously, Stephon Diggs has arrived. If Tank Dell has a big year, I mean, you're gonna look at those three guys and assuming they can stay healthy and assuming that Diggs still has some tread on the tire, you're gonna look at those three guys and dare anybody to put three better on one team. I mean, that's ultimately where you're at. For me, I think it is going to be very, very difficult for C.J. Stroud to duplicate what he did last year. Now, if he does, then we got to start talking about one of the best starts to a career we've ever seen in pro football. Last year was already a year, as I've seen. I've never, as I've said, I've never seen a rookie quarterback come in Now, let's. I've already prefaced that with saying, look, I didn't see Dan Marino. I know a lot of people throw around Dan Marino's rookie year. I didn't see Dan Marino his rookie year. But when you talk about rookies having at literally stepping off the college field and within less than a calendar year stepping on the NFL field and absolutely shredding, both statistically and if you, the film, watch the film. I mean, what he's doing and what he did last year was I mean, there's just no other way to slice it than it was elite. Hell, it would have been elite for a 10-year vet to be doing it. He was doing it immediately. So, now the schedule gets significantly better. Now people have film on him. Hopefully his team around him gets better and they can run it as well, Ron, and he doesn't have to carry the entire load of winning ball games with the Houston Texans. So it's going to be difficult for him to duplicate last year, man. Them numbers were absolutely ridiculous.
Absolutely. Real quick, as I said, they got Mahomes top, then it's Stroud and Allen tied, then it's Burrow, then it's Lamar, Jordan Love, Brock Purdy. You got anybody that's not on this list that would be a dark horse that you would throw money at?
Yeah, a dark horse for me is definitely Jalen Hurts.
That's a good one.
I think Jalen Hurts is a good one, and I think Tua is a good one.
Mine is Aaron.
Aaron Rodgers, that's a good one.
There's a story there, his age, the story, the injury. There's a deal with the Jets. If you take the Jets there, if they win that division – and they got, 11 wins or something. I think that could be a huge. Well,
and Ron, we've seen him throw 40-plus touchdowns and single-digit interceptions. I mean, it's not like with that defense, he shouldn't have to take a whole hell of a lot of risk in the regular season. So that's a good – and he's got weapons.
Yeah, and he's got the story. He's got the age, the injury.
Yeah,
and,
good one.
So Aaron would be the one I would throw money at that's not on this list.
Yeah, but that's
Jalen,
a good
Jalen's
one.
Jalen's pretty good.
I like Hurts and Tua. I'm surprised with Tua considering he was kind of in the conversation by mid-year last year and the weapons that he's got. I'm surprised that he's not.
I think he's starting to slide into that. What are you doing in the playoffs, Dave?
Right.
I think people are like, you put up numbers all the time, but Jalen has the story. Jalen, they struggled like hell last year. He's fallen off the map, and can he get back? New fired all coaches, and he's definitely got the talent around there. I like the Jalen one. Jalen's pretty good too. All right, coming up, we'll get you ready for the game tonight. What did yesterday's game potentially say about the Astros moving forward? We'll discuss all of that coming up next right here live on The Drive.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Drive sending you out here. Happy early 4th of July. Enjoy yourself with your family and friends. Do you have this audio? I got to hear this. We talked to Brandon Scott earlier. I guess Lopez said that he thought that, 4th of July, the Independence Day was overrated. And then I saw...
Are y'all really fixing to do this?
Oh, I want to hear it. I saw the great Brandon Scott then start tweeting in. And Brandon Scott puts his names on his tweets.
Yeah, but Scott agreed with
him. Or his text, excuse me. He started sending his text in and agreeing with him. Then we had him on, if you missed it. He gave some, obviously, as he always does, great nuggets with the Rockets. Go check out H-Town Hoops podcast as him and Adam Spolane knocked that out. And you can catch all his work at sportsradio610.com. Now I got that out the way. He also talked about, in his own words, how he thinks it's overrated. Again, shout out to America. He tried to preference it by, but then went ahead and talked about how it was overrated. So let me hear this. You cut this, Tyler.
Yeah, I got it for you.
This is why he nails it. This is why he's the best. Not in New York, in L.A., but this is why he's the best. Let's hear Lopez and Brandon Scott saying the 4th of July is overrated.
This is not anti-American. We all understand what the 4th of July is and what it means for. It's the most overrated holiday of all of them.
It is.
No, it's overrated.
It is probably overrated.
And let me explain it.
It's probably overrated.
It's not a big food holiday. It's hamburgers and hot dogs. We're going to have hamburgers, hot dogs, and brats.
Which is good. Which we do all the time.
But we do it all the time.
Any weekend, we do not need a good excuse to do that.
It's not a great sports holiday. I mean, there's baseball.
It's a bad...
Maybe
it's
Wimbledon.
It's a bad time in the sports calendar.
Yeah. It's not a big, it's not a top family holiday. I mean, people tend to do their own thing, sometimes with the family, sometimes. It's not a big shopping holiday like Thanksgiving and Christmas. It's not a big, it can be, but it's not a big drinking holiday like New Year's and Thanksgiving and Christmas.
What?
I mean, all those things that he said, it's not a big thing.
That last one, it's a pretty big drinking holiday.
I do all of them. Like, it becomes a big shopping for fireworks.
Yes.
It becomes a big... I'm doing ribs. By the way,
I'm doing ribs.
Shout out, Clint and Tyler. I had that moment. I don't know if you've had that moment with your father-in-laws, but my father-in-law had to finally admit that there was something that men do that I, so-called what men do, he had to hand it over to me. He said, yeah, I'm supposed to make the ribs for this, for our family friend get together. He was like, but you do it much better than I do. He said, you want to take these ribs, do them like you do when I taste them at your house. Now, I don't know if he did that, Clint, to take it off his plate, but I, in my mind, I continue to believe he finally had to admit, yeah, man, Ron does this better than I do. So he handed that off to me. I penciled that down.
Well, he didn't. When I met him, I think I met him twice. I think, but I know I recall one for sure. And he spent some time at a show when we were out on location. I mean, he seems like a reasonable guy that can hang his ego at the door and say, hey,
he hung it. That's the first time he's hung it, but he hung it.
Oh, son-in-law, he can't do much. But he can talk on that damn radio, and he can work that grill now. So I'm going to leave them things to him. When it comes to talking and cooking, that's on him, you know.
He can't do much. That's exactly how I say it.
Hey, that's it, man. I mean, look, and he seems like an old boy. That'd be the first one to say, hey, you do it better than me, man. Go ahead and get it.
Yeah. But no, man, but it's a eating. I'm doing ribs. I think somebody's doing a brisket. Like, it's a eating holiday.
I'm doing
for
a pork
me.
Shoulder.
I'm offended. I'm offended.
Are you?
I'm offended.
What
B. Scott, John Lopez, both of y'all can kiss every bit of my ass.
By the way, and Lopez, he can
It's Independence
really...
Day, for crying out loud. Are you kidding me? Overrated? We're talking about our country.
Shout out to America.
Are you kidding me?
What you doing, you
put on a bathing suit that's got the stars and stripes. You bring your damn flags out, man. You gather your kids around and I watch other people pop fireworks, man, in celebration.
We read the Declaration.
The hell yes.
We don't do that.
Yes.
But go ahead.
It's where John Hancock became a thing, right?
Facts.
I mean, are you kidding me? Don't drink. Who in the hell doesn't drink on July 4th?
I can't wait. I'm about to get late.
Absolutely. I'll be honest with you. It's the one time in my 46 years on earth, it's the one time every single year that my entire family, my dad's side of my entire family, it's the one time a year that you could bank on us all getting together. Everybody.
It's the extended family.
People that didn't come to Christmas. People that didn't come to Thanksgiving celebrations. They were at July 4th celebration. Are you kidding me? You two disgust me.
The weather is great. It's one of the holidays where you can be outside. You know you can be outside. You can hit the pool. My family, we do. We come together at my aunt's house and we would play like this backyard volleyball. We'd have like some serious ass games of backyard volleyball. You know, by the third or fourth game, you know, Uncle Al is drunk. And yes. I mean, it's a good ass time. All of those things. We eat, we drink them, and then we all go out to the front and hit them fireworks, baby. And we hit the things, you get that pump, and oh, man, I can't get with that. Can't get with that.
These colors don't run, Lopez.
I ain't gonna lie, I agree with the texter from Lou. OG talked him into it. I do. I think he's convincing because he will hit you. No. No, I will not have any of it. It is overrated. No, it is. It's overrated.
No, it's not. Here's what Lopez needs to do. Lopez needs to get his family over at the house. And how many colonies was there before? What was how's that
13
all work?
13 original colonies.
Three, baby.
Where different parts of the country. Like get you a colony theme and cook whatever food they cooked up in the the northeasternmost colony of the United States, whatever.
I believe Clint's referencing Lopez's Christmas tradition.
Yeah, his little thing. I mean, that's fun for him, so do it. Do it on July 4th. I mean, have a little July 4th twist on it and figure out what kind of food you want to cook. Are you kidding me?
I'm shocked, I mean, Tyler damn. And Clint. That's on him. We're just doing hot dogs and brats and hamburgers. No, you are a grill master.
Yeah, step your game up.
Like, I mean, no, you're just doing it because you don't want to. Like, what are you talking about? You are a grill master. Let this thing run it out. Get some briskets on there. Get you some pork shoulders like Tyler's doing. Get you some ribs on there. I'm shocked that's all you making.
I'm ashamed.
I ain't going to lie, though. I bet you them burgers going to be good, though.
I mean, the colors of our Sports Radio 610 logo are red, white, and blue, man. What are you doing, Lopez?
I can't believe that those two of all people don't celebrate the hell out of it.
It's a little strong.
I would have included them in my river trip on July 4th. Those two would have been included.
That's what I'm saying, man. I know people are out at the pool with the family. Somebody's got it. That's what used to be Aunt Desi, man. Used to have the pool. We used to go over there. Whoa, man,
Ain't Desi May, man.
Yeah, man. That was it, baby. She had the pool. My grandpa was a pastor who I'd never seen outside of a suit would show up in his entire suit and just take his jacket off. That was as far as he was gonna go. Looking just hot as hell.
But I got an American flag Speedo.
Do you really?
I'm dead serious, too.
You just keep chiming in with just stop traffic comments.
That's a little
man.
Bitty flag.
I'm sorry. I just remembered it's in my drawer. I bought it for a river trip, like as a joke, but I've worn it a couple times.
Someone texted in. They're forgetting about the hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, man.
Well, move over to Netflix. Lost Joey Chestnut. They're on Netflix. But that's I'm shocked by that. I am. I'm really surprised by that. I can understand maybe it's not your top three, but damn, overrated. Wow,
he said the most overrated holiday out there.
No, it is because Brandon said you know what it might be. No, it is what he said. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. They'll look at top 10 offensive line. For the Texans, are they a top 10 offensive line? Discussing that coming up behind us, I'm certain that there's no Area 45 tonight, right? After they
that would be correct.
After they knocked it out today on in the loop and was invaded by Area 45, so none of that tonight. But you got Texans All Access coming up right behind us. By the way, Clint, I just want to make sure have you been able to shake off last night's ninth inning? Ever shake that off yet? Have you turned the page on that?
No, I don't think we should.
Yeah, turn the page on that yet?
No, I don't think you should. I mean, as an Astros fan.
Game starts in 10 minutes.
No, absolutely not. As an Astros fan, I think we should take note of that. Because that's if this team isn't able to make a run, ultimately, now they've positioned themselves to where there's no reason why they don't catch the Mariners. There's no reason why they don't win the division. There's no reason why this team right here should not be in the playoffs and have a chance to make that run. Hell, the organization is telling you so by talking about being aggressive at the damn trade deadline. There's it's stuff like that that's going to matter in the biggest games. It's stuff like that. Whether I'm talking about the managerial decisions to let Lo Perfetto, the most strikeout prone Astro in years, right? Let that guy go to bat with a tying run at second base. And he does exactly what you knew he was going to do.
Doesn't it kind of seem like Joe started making the decision and thinking about what to do when Pena got to second instead of maybe before the at bat thinking, all right, if I got somebody at second, this is what I'm going to do. It almost feels like the decision started right then when Pena got on second on what to do, and maybe there wasn't a thought or a game plan throughout, like, oh, if he gets a single, this is what I'm going to do. If he gets a triple, this is what we're – it almost feels like, oh, he got the double and got the second, and thought, oh, God, what am I going to do?
Right, yeah. No, look, I mean, whoever that plan was, whether you're looking for your best bunter or you're looking for your best hitter that can contact and push something to the right side of the infield and move the runner to third base, his ass should have had a helmet on when Pena was at the plate. He should have been prepared. I'm not saying you should have made the decision to and even though no yes I am I would have pinch hit for Lo Perfetto regardless of what Pena did.
He's got to get. I mean, I just Dubon's got to get one of those at bat.
Absolutely,
one of them.
Absolutely. I mean, it like those are the kind of. I know we've been through some crazy injuries and some crazy adversity to this point, but we're out of it now, man. We're right in the mix. We're right where we need to be. We are where the Astros need to be with all of the in-game goals in sight, and those kind of things last night, after getting down 7-0, because you're having to pitch a youngster that you didn't have plans of pitching, and the wheels came off a little bit earlier. Yordan Alvarez gets you back in the game in the ninth inning. You have a shot, and the manager did not make the decision to put the team in the best position to put their best foot forward, period. Any way you slice it, that's the truth.
Well, hopefully they do that tonight and they're able to put their best foot forward tonight and get a W against the Blue Jays as they look to get off this little one-game loss and jump back into the win column tonight behind Ronel Blanco. So, big one tonight for the Astros to continue to surge. The good thing is they did not lose any ground on the Mariners in the West. They still remain three games back in the West. Clint, great job. Tyler, as always, great job. Shout out to Brandon Scott, who joined us 4:40, as always. And, hey, happy 4th of July to everybody. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself with your friends and family. Have a good time tomorrow and be safe as well. I am Ron Hughley, as always. Houston, we love you, baby.
I mean, condescending and sophomoric, Ron. That, I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, you can check those boxes, Chief.
got him in twice. He's fine.
Tyler's a bit emotional. I think his box, one of his top three boxes, would be emotional.
Guilty.
I don't want to be so soft.
I want to be negative. Sucks.
Sensitive. He's Tyler, fine. Check. Condescending, Ron. Check.
He's fine.
Disrespectful, Clint. Check.
He's just fine. And the world's
all right with me. Bagel tear. Put it in reverse, tear. What you doing, tear?
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Family friend get together, he was like, but you do it much better than I do. He said, you want to take these ribs, do them like you do when I taste them at your house. Now, I don't know if he did that, Clint, to take it off his plate. But in my mind, I continue to believe he finally had to admit, yeah, man, Ron does this better than I do. So he handed that off to me. I penciled that down.
Well, he didn't. When I met him, I think I met him twice. I think, but I know I recall one for sure. And he spent some time at a show when we were out on location. I mean, he seems like a reasonable guy that can hang his ego at the door and say, "Hey,
he hung it. That's first time he's hung it. But he hung it.
Oh, son-in-law, he can't do much, but he can talk on that damn radio, and he can work that grill now. So I'm going to leave them things to him. When it comes to talking and cooking, that's on him, you know.
He can't do much. That's exactly how I'd say it.
Hey, that's it, man. I mean, look, and he seems like an old boy. That'd be the first one to say, hey, you do it better than me, man. Go ahead and get it.
Yeah. But no, man, but it's a eating. I'm doing ribs. I think somebody's doing a brisket. Like, it's a eating holiday.
I'm doing
for
a pork
me.
Shoulder.
I'm offended. I'm offended.
Are you?
I'm offended.
What
B. Scott, John Lopez, both of y'all can kiss every bit of my ass.
By the way, and Lopez, he can
It's Independence
really...
Day, for crying out loud. Are you kidding me? Overrated? We're talking about our country.
Shout out to America.
Are you kidding me?
What you doing, you
put on a bathing suit that's got the stars and stripes. You bring your damn flags out, man. You gather your kids around, and I watch other people pop fireworks, man, in celebration.
We read the Declaration.
The hell yes.
We don't do that.
Yes.
But go ahead.
It's where John Hancock became a thing, right?
Facts.
I mean, are you kidding me? Don't drink. Who in the hell doesn't drink on July 4th?
I can't wait. I'm about to get late.
Absolutely. I'll be honest with you. It's the one time in my 46 years on earth, it's the one time every single year that my entire family, my dad's side of my entire family, it's the one time a year that you could bank on us all getting together. Everybody.
It's the extended family.
People that didn't come to Christmas. People that didn't come to Thanksgiving celebrations. They were at July 4th celebration. Are you kidding me? You two disgust me.
The weather is great. It's one of the holidays where you can be outside. You can hit the pool. My family, we do. We come together at my aunt's house, and we would play this backyard volleyball. We'd have like some serious ass games of backyard volleyball. You know, by the third or fourth game, you know, Uncle Al is drunk. And yes. I mean, it's a good ass time. All of those things. We eat, we drink them, and then we all go out to the front and hit them fireworks, baby. And we hit the things, you get that pump, and oh, man, I can't get with that. Can't get with that.
These colors don't run, Lopez.
I ain't gonna lie, I agree with the texture from Lou. OG talked him into it. I do. I think he's convincing because he will hit you. No. No, I will not have any of it. It is overrated. No, it is. It's overrated.
No, it's not. Here's what Lopez needs to do. Lopez needs to get his family over at the house. And how many colonies was there before? How's that all work?
13 original colonies.
Three, baby.
Where different parts of the country. Like, get you a colony theme and cook whatever food they cooked up in the northeasternmost colony of the United States. Whatever.
I mean, Clint's referencing Lopez's Christmas tradition.
Yeah, his little thing. I mean, that's fun for him, so do it. Do it on July 4th. I mean, have a little July 4th twist on it and figure out what kind of food you want to cook. Are you kidding me? Another thing,
I'm shocked, I mean, Tyler damn. And Clint. That's on him. We're just doing hot dogs and brats and hamburgers. No, you are a grill master.
Yeah, step your game up.
No, you're just doing it because you don't want to. Like, what are you talking about? You are a grill master. Let this thing run it out. Get some briskets on there. Get you some pork shoulders like Tyler's doing. Get you some ribs on there. I'm shocked that's all you making.
I'm ashamed.
I ain't going to lie, though. I bet you the burger's going to be good, though.
I mean, the colors of our Sports Radio 610 logo are red, white, and blue, man. What are you doing, Lopez?
I can't believe that those two of all people don't celebrate the hell out of it.
It's a little strong.
I would have included them in my river trip on July 4th. Those two would have been included.
That's what I'm saying, man. I know people are out at the pool with the family. Somebody's got it. That's what used to be Aunt Desi, man. Used to have the pool. We used to go over there. Whoa, man!
Ain't Desi May, man.
Yeah, man. That was it, baby. She had the pool. My grandpa was a pastor who I'd never seen outside of a suit would show up in his entire suit and just take his jacket off. That was as far as he was gonna go, looking just hot as hell.
But I got an American flag Speedo.
Do you really?
I'm dead serious too. Yeah,
you just keep chiming in. Just stop traffic comments.
That's a little bitty flag.
I'm sorry. I just remembered it's in my drawer. I bought it for a river trip, like as a joke, but I've worn it a couple times.
Someone texted in, they're forgetting about the hot dog eating contest.
Yeah, man.
Well, move over to Netflix. Lost Joey Chestnut. They're on Netflix. But no, man, that's I'm shocked by that. I am. I'm really surprised by that. I can understand maybe it's not your top three, but damn, overrated. Wow,
he said the most overrated holiday out there.
No, it is. It is, because Brandon said you know what? It might be. No, it is. It is what he said. Coming up behind us, Texans All Access. They'll look at top 10 offensive line. For the Texans, are they a top 10 offensive line? Discussing that coming up behind us, I'm certain that there's no Area 45 tonight, right? After they
that would be correct.
After they knocked it out today on in the loop and was invaded by Area 45, so none of that tonight. But you got Texans All Access coming up right behind us. By the way, Clint, I just want to make sure you have you been able to shake off last night's ninth inning? Ever shake that off yet? Have you turned the page on that?
No, I don't think we should.
Yeah, turn the page on that yet?
No, I don't think you should. I mean, as an Astros fan,
starts
like
to 10 minutes.
No, absolutely not. As an Astros fan, I think we should take note of that, because that's if this team isn't able to make a run ultimately, now they've positioned themselves to where there's no reason why they don't catch the Mariners. There's no reason why they don't win the division. There's no reason why this team right here should not be in the playoffs and have a chance to make that run. Hell, the organization is telling you so by talking about being aggressive at the damn trade deadline. There's it's stuff like that that's going to matter in the biggest games. It's stuff like that. Whether I'm talking about the managerial decisions to let Lo Perfetto, the most strikeout prone Astro in years, right? Let that guy go to bat with a tying run at second base. And he does exactly what you knew he was going to do.
Clint, real quick, doesn't it kind of seem like Joe started making the decision and thinking about what to do when Pena got to second, instead of maybe before the at bat, thinking, all right, if I got somebody at second, this is what I'm going to do. It almost feels like the decision started right then when Pena got on second on what to do, and maybe there wasn't a thought or a game plan throughout, like, oh, if he gets a single, this is what I'm going to do. If he gets a triple, this is what we're – it almost feels like, oh, he got the double and got to second, and thought, oh, God, what am I going to do?
Right, yeah. No, look, I mean, whoever that plan was, whether you're looking for your best bunter or you're looking for your best hitter that can contact and push something to the right side of the infield and move the runner to third base, his ass should have had a helmet on when Pena was at the plate. He should have been prepared. I'm not saying you should have made the decision to and even though no yes I am I would have pinch hit for Lo Perfetto regardless of what Pena did.
Yeah, he's got to get. I mean, I just Dubon's got to get one of those at bat.
Absolutely,
one of them.
Absolutely. I mean, it those are the kind of. I know we've been through some crazy injuries and some crazy adversity to this point. But we're out of it now, man. We're right in the mix. We're right where we need to be. We are where the Astros need to be with all of the in-game goals in sight. And those kind of things last night, after getting down 7-0, because you're having to pitch a youngster that you didn't have plans of pitching and the wheels came off a little bit earlier, Yordan Alvarez gets you back in the game. In the ninth inning, you have a shot. And the manager did not make the decision to put the team in the best position to put their best foot forward, period. Any way you slice it, that's the truth.
Well, hopefully they do that tonight and they're able to put their best foot forward tonight and get a W against the Blue Jays as they look to get off this little one-game loss and jump back into the win column tonight behind Ronel Blanco. So, big one tonight for the Astros to continue to surge. The good thing is they did not lose any ground on the Mariners in the West. They still remain three games back in the West. Clint, great job. Tyler, as always, great job. Shout out to Brandon Scott, who joined us 4:40, as always. And, hey, happy 4th of July to everybody. Enjoy yourself. Enjoy yourself with your friends and family. Have a good time tomorrow, and be safe as well. I am Ron Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
I mean, condescending and sophomoric, Ron. That, I mean, that's pretty good. I mean, Hey, you can check those boxes, Chief.
got him in twice. He's fine.
Tyler's a bit emotional, I think. His box, one of his top three boxes would be emotional.
Guilty.
I don't want to be so soft.
I didn't say he sucks.
Sensitive. He's Tyler, fine. Check. Condescending, Ron, check.
He's fine.
Disrespectful, Clint, check.
He's fine. And the world's
all right with me. Bagel, Tear? Put in reverse, Tear? What you doing, Tear?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.